Brock Miller is going to join us here a little bit. We'll chat some college basketball with him. In fact, he joins us right now. Utah State with an impressive victory last night over San Diego State. Brock Miller with 16 points for the Aggies joins us now. Brock, how are you?
Hey, Brock.
Good. How are you? Hey, what's up, guys?
You look, we talked last night after the game. We're talking again today. I'm sorry. You're getting sick of me. I apologize.
No, not at all. It's awesome, man.
Hey, Brock, do you realize that your play-by-play man was announced as the broadcaster of the year for the state of Utah? I think that you need to tell your teammates.
Okay,
and
stop.
I think that entire staff and locker room needs to understand that you are talking to the broadcaster of the year award winner.
I think we can stop talking about that right now.
Well, Brock, you take it
That's
back to
hilarious.
The locker room.
Hey, I'll let them know in the locker room today.
Appreciate you, Brock. You make sure that message gets delivered.
All right. Hey, so let's,
let's
talk about the game last night, Brock. Look, that felt like an old school Muhammad Ali Frazier fight from back in the day. You guys trading haymakers out there. That was physical. That was nasty. Do you enjoy playing games like that?
Yeah, I mean, that was fun. Yeah, last night's game definitely, I mean, that's a great way to describe it for sure. Yeah, no, I enjoy playing games like that. You know, when you play against great teams and great programs and you can come out winning like that, I mean it's fun competing at a high level like that.
Brock, where did you get your start in the game?
That's what you live for.
Where did you get the start? Where did you get your start in this game? Where did the passion and love for this game come from?
Oh, I've always had it growing up. You know, my family's a basketball family. And, you know, I've had, you know, my dad played college ball, two brothers that played college ball, and another brother that could have if he wanted to. I had, you know, cousins and uncles that have played. So, I mean, Millers have always just kind of played basketball growing up. And it's just, you know, as a little, I'm the youngest of five kids, so. You know, I grew up watching, you know, my brothers playing, and, you know, I kind of found a love for the game just you know, from them to start, and then I kind of grew into my own growing up after that. But it's always been around in our family, so I've always, I mean, I was kind of born with, like, a basketball, you know. It just came, and we all just enjoyed it growing up, and it was just a thing where you get out of the house and go play and compete.
How competitive does it get at, like, a Miller family reunion?
Oh, I mean, outside of basketball, we're not, you know, too competitive. But when we get on the court, it's like it's another world war. We're playing against each other. And growing up, I mean, shoot, I'd come home, being the youngest, I'd come home crying sometimes. My older brothers beat up on me so bad. But luckily, after a time, I outgrew all of them was able to start beating them, so it all worked out at the end. But yeah, no, it was definitely battles growing up.
We were talking about you last night with Craig Smith, and he mentioned that there were some things you did in the off season to try to really hone in your shot, and that seems like it's really worked for you. What were some of the things you've done to try to get yourself to the next? You've always been a shooter, but it seems like you've taken another step this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I focused a lot in the offseason to get advantage of the opportunity to, you know, I guess you could say have more time to do your own personal thing because of COVID. So in the first 3 months of COVID, actually, I was shooting at a park because you couldn't get into any gyms and access anything. And so, you know, I spent a lot of time, just a lot of hours just outside shooting, but some of the things that, like, I kind of have focused on, and I don't know if you noticed, but when I shoot from three now, I don't jump as high as I used to. And I think it's just, you know, I studied a lot of film and I watched a lot of tape on the past couple of years on just my shot. And I figured, you know, when I'm set, I don't need to, you know, jump 30 feet in the air anymore to shoot it. And it's just less room for error, you know, behind the arc. And then obviously when you get into the mid-range area, that's when you can rise up over the defender, or if you're coming off the screen or dribbling and pull up, then you can rise up. So that was kind of a minor adjustment that I made, and it's helped me out a lot. But I think more than anything is just getting a lot of shots up. And I got a ton of shots up this offseason, so that's definitely helped.
Brock, I'm curious, when you guys are sitting in the locker room getting ready to play San Diego State and you hold them to 45 points, is there an extra emphasis knowing that we're just gonna shut the door on every angle? We're gonna trap, we're gonna battle, we're gonna fight through screens. Like, when you go into a game like that, are you talking about being defensively dominant?
Yeah, definitely. And that's a huge focus for us, and I think our coaches do a great job scouting, and that helps us to be able to be in the right positions in order to defend their stuff. And, you know, it's funny, I was even reading the article, I think it was in the Deseret News or something today, talking about Coach Smith was talking about how, like, you know, we know their plays and they know our plays, you know, so it's no wonder why, you know, we score 57 and they score 45. You know, it's, we know each other's stuff, so when it comes down at the end of the day, it's just guarding your yard, guarding the person that you're assigned to guard. And, you know, in the locker room, we definitely talk about that, and we gotta compete for all 40 minutes. You know, especially when you come in and you have a 13-point lead at halftime, we're still talking about, hey, we still have 20 more minutes. We still got to do this, and we talk about, you know, things that we're seeing and what they're doing and what adjustments they kind of make after knowing some of their stuff. So we all communicate that really well, I think, as a team. And Coach Smith does a phenomenal job making sure that our mindsets are where they need to be on the defensive end.
You know, and that's one thing that's really been impressive to watch about your development at Utah State. Obviously the shooter, the score, but the fact that you've come in and has been, you know, been a lockdown defender, and you guarded you guarded some of their best players last night. You've guarded a lot of really good players throughout the season so far. Where does that come from? That defensive prowess, is that something you've had to work on throughout your time at Utah State extensively, or is that something that you kind of been born with, that ability to play defense like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been able to play defense like that. Obviously, the past couple of years up here, you know, we've had, you know, guys like Sam, Diogo, Abel that have kind of taken on those roles. And so I wasn't really required to take on those roles. But now, you know, being a veteran guy and being here for a couple of years, now I'm kind of stepping into that role a little bit of guarding those guys and being a guy that coaches can, you know, count on and know that what they're going to get out of me on the defensive end. And so it's been good, and to be able to kind of have those opportunities so far this year, and that I've been able to, you know, do my job. And that's just the main thing, is just do what you're asked to do on the defensive end and just try to go execute it every single night.
Tell me what's going on with Nemias Keita. Did he just make an active decision that he wants to make a push to the NBA and he's going to take every position personal, or – is it just him getting healthy? Why is Nemias just having this explosion of efficiency and effort?
Well, Nemias' mindset isn't set on anything besides winning right now, and I think that's what makes him so good. And just every single night, I mean, you know, when you talk to him, and we haven't even, like, talked about him going to the NBA or whatever after this year, which I'm sure he can if he wants to. But his mindset is just the next game, and he's just focused on winning. And I think that just helps him carry over every single game to where he's just locked in and focused on what he needs to do. And he's been so big time for us. And obviously, you know, last year he had his knee injury that set him out a little bit, and he's healthier now, and probably the healthiest I've seen him since he's been up here at Utah State. And, you know, when you're healthy like that, and, you know, with his ability and what he's been able to do, and he's just been phenomenal. And actually, it's been cool because he stayed here. He didn't go home at all during this breakout. So him and I actually worked out a lot together, and it was kind of fun to see him, you know, develop even more his jump shot than what it already was and stuff. And we worked out a lot together, and, you know, our relationship has grown a ton to even off the court with that. So it's been fun seeing him become the player that he has become and over these past few years, and he has been playing so well for us, and he's the core reason of, you know, why we're doing what we're doing right now in a winning streak. I mean, just what he brings to the table every single night is just so big for us.
Brock Miller right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. What's it been like playing a team and then 2 days later playing them again? How difficult is there? I'm sure there's some advantages to it, but some disadvantages as well. What's that been like?
Yeah, I mean, you look at teams all across the country and even in our league, and you can go, it's crazy. You can go, you've seen teams beat other teams by 20-plus and then come back and lose after that, you know, the next game, just because of how quick of a turnaround it is. And the thing is with this setup, if your mentality's not right and your mind isn't right, you can come out and get spanked the next game. So it's really important to lock in with that, because it's just, you know, team, you know, if you beat a team, and that's what's on their mind, and they're going to come back even more ready to play. I mean, it's just the same way. If it were to happen to us, vice versa, I mean, we'd be the same exact way, coming out even more hungry. So it's important that, you know, practice today and in preparation, that we're all locked in and understand, you know, what's at stake here and what's going to come. Because I know for a fact, you know, San Diego State's well coached. They have a great coach and they have a great program. And those guys aren't going to come and, you know, lay down and let us beat them again. We're going to have to earn it. And they're definitely going to come out ready to play. So, yeah, it's going to be important. It's going to be a tough game. Tomorrow's going to be a tough game.
No doubt. Game starts at 11:30. Pre-game show here on The Zone begins at 11. And remember, that's the first network basketball game. It'll be on CBS on KUTV. First time it's been a network home game for Utah State in school history. So it's a big one. And Brock, keep that freight train running, man. Look forward to catching up after the game tomorrow.
Yep. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Brock, don't forget.
Yeah.
You passed that news on to that locker room. Yes. And it wouldn't hurt to let Coach Smith know, too.
Stop it.
My dude is the real deal.
I'll talk to him today about it.
Okay. Appreciate you. Appreciate
Thanks,
you,
Brock.
Good.
All right, Brock Miller right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.